WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The election in Virginia was a week ago, but provisional ballot counts have not changed the standings in two races that could determine which party controls the House of Delegates. Ballot counting efforts are still underway in a third race. In Stafford County, officials meet today to decide how to handle some absentee and provisional ballots. Democrats have picked up 15 House seats so far. If they flip one more, the chamber will be tied. As Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore digs in against sexual misconduct allegations, Republicans are considering all their options. And one option, should Moore be elected next month, is an option that hasn't been successfully employed in over 150 years.
Expelling him is a very real possibility, and that is what Senator Cory Gardner, who, keep in mind, he is the head of the campaign arm for Republican senators. He's got his eye on the midterm election. He's certainly worried that this is something that is going to drag down other Senate Republicans who are incumbents. And he said that if Roy Moore refuses to withdraw and he wins, the Senate should expel him. Now, that is something that would take two-thirds of the chamber to push forward. So that would need Democratic support.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. After nearly 2 weeks in Asia, President Trump is coming home.
President Trump says House and Senate leaders are getting close to a tax reform plan. Supporters say it'll create jobs. Critics say it's a tax hike for the middle class. Another issue in Washington, D.C. is Donald Trump Jr.'s private messages with WikiLeaks. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Well, the time has come for the Montgomery County School Board to vote on the school calendar for next year, and one board member is already cautioning parents.
Not everybody's going to be pleased with the outcome of the vote.
That's Board of Education member Patricia O'Neill. The board is expected to accept the superintendent's proposed calendar, which includes cutting spring break from 10 to 6 days. O'Neill says 2,000 people submitted comments on the proposed calendar. Many of them want the 10-day spring break.
It's not possible to do a full spring break given the constraints,
including the fact that schools have to close on Election Day and both Jewish holidays fall on weekdays. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's declaring war on rats. Bowser points out some new tactics the city's been using in the rat battle, including smart trash cans that keep rats out and a grant program for local businesses to get trash compactors.
The Department of Health, in particular, has the unit in the government that responds to complaints about rats and works with homeowners and businesses about ways to abate rats.
Bowser says even one rat in the district is one too many. A man was shot and killed outside a New Carrollton apartment complex last night, and police are looking for a suspect and a motive. It all happened around 7:30 on 85th Avenue in New Carrollton. The victim's name has not been released. And the federal government is sending Anne Arundel County nearly $750,000 to help fight gang and youth violence in Annapolis. A federal grant will help fund a number of projects aimed at curtailing the violence. Annapolis has had a number of gang-related attacks and killings in recent months. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,440, the Nasdaq at 67,58. Sports, the Wizards pound Sacramento. Monday Night Football, the Panthers beat the Dolphins, and the Caps are in Nashville tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com. Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 Express Lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with EasyPass or EasyPass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Route 50, trying to get up through to the Beltway. Hang on, I know you're in delays, but the good news is they've cleared the crash to the shoulder. So inbound 50 prior to the Beltway, they had to stop all traffic here to maneuver a couple of the cars, but watch for that volume still. Now the outer loop of the Beltway near 202 for volume toward 50. It gets better beyond that where we had the earlier crash near the B-dub, so that's a much better pace. Inside the Beltway through Chevrolet and Riverdale, slow on 50 and the BW Parkway to go DC 295 south. Also, onto New York Avenue, we have a stalled car inbound before you get the light of Bladensburg Road. That in the right lane, crews are aware, sending a tow truck in that stretch. 66 out of Gainesville this morning, so you're encountering heavier, longer delays than normal, and that's due to two, but they were minor incidents near Centerville, both on the shoulder, but that was the focal point of those delays again out of Gainesville on 66 through Centerville this morning. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around early this morning, otherwise partial clouds with clear sky. We'll probably take that right into the afternoon, 52. Tonight will clear down to 36. Outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny clouds tomorrow, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Dumfries, 34 in Rockville, 43 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VDOT. President Trump asks China's president for help with some U.S. shoplifting suspects being detained in China. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 8:05 this morning, we're joined by former ESPN reporter Britt McHenry. She's also a Federalist contributor. She'll break down what's going on as GQ names Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year. What a great distinction. And then Jack Evans joins us at 8:15 this morning. He's a D.C. council member and a D.C. Metro board chair. Talk about all these fair jumpers, whether or not the penalties are going to decrease on them. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall, Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Joining us now, Byron York from the Washington Examiner. He's their chief political correspondent. Byron, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
There's a Byron here somewhere. Good morning, Byron.
Good morning, folks.
There you are.
There I am.
There you are. I wanted to talk about this, another woman coming out against Roy Moore. She alleges that he tried to rape her when she was 16 years old and she appeared with her attorney, Gloria Allred. Are they just turning up the heat so hot on Roy Moore that he's going to have no choice but to drop out?
Well, it's pretty darn hot right now. And also, you know, if the behavior alleged in the original Washington Post story is true, then it's not like there's just going to be one or two incidents. This would be a pattern of behavior that played itself out over some years during that period of time of Roy Moore's life in Gadsden, Alabama. I will say the heat is on the Republican Party in a big, big way, and I think that they are just really staring disaster in the face because if Roy Moore stays on the ballot in Alabama, and there's nothing they can do to take him off. And if he wins, you heard what you heard yesterday was Republicans turning up the heat and saying that, well, if he were to be elected, we would expel him. Now, it is constitutionally possible for the Senate to expel a member, but you don't just look at him and say, we cast thee out. You have to have some sort of due process. You'll have hearings. You'll have witnesses. You'll have a long process. And this could be a really ugly, angry thing.
Why would Republicans do that to themselves if the people elect him to go represent them? Why would the Republicans do that to themselves?
Well, you ask a very good question. Because the alternative here, of course, is electing a Democrat, which would be, perfectly a viable, legitimate thing to do. But for Republicans, with just a narrow majority in the Senate, electing a Democrat from one of the reddest states in Alabama would be just disastrous. But But basically, these charges, they believe, are so serious, the charges that have been made through the media are so serious that they, and that in, and also in light of other scandals that we all know about, of other men being accused of acting abusively toward women, sometimes even criminally toward women, Republicans felt they had no choice on this.
There's a bizarre thing here, too. McConnell, this is sort of a disaster of McConnell's making, in part. He went in, backed Luther Strange. Mo Brooks could have made it to the runoff and could be the guy we're talking about now instead of Roy Moore. But here we are, talking about Roy Moore. I want to ask you about the latest in the Trump dossier and Fusion GPS. This is something you've been tracking really closely. A lot of developments over the last week. What has your interest?
Well, what has my interest today is what has not happened yet, which is that Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, is going in front of the House Judiciary Committee for an oversight hearing, I think at 10 o'clock this morning. And I would really look for some members of the House Judiciary Committee to ask the Attorney General, why is the FBI, which is under the Justice Department, why is the FBI stonewalling Congress on its subpoena? Not its request, its subpoena for information about this dossier. Specifically, the House has asked the FBI, what have you done to corroborate, to try to confirm the allegations in this dossier? The FBI has totally stonewalled Congress on that question. Have you, the FBI, used this dossier in applications to secure wiretapping on anyone? There are a lot of serious questions about the dossier that the FBI and the Justice Department have not answered, and this is an opportunity. You've got the Attorney General sitting right in front of you,
right,
to see what he says about it.
But why do I feel like this is going to be free from any interesting answers at all on the basis of his recusal?
Well, he can say, I'm recused. He can say, this is an ongoing investigation. We can't release this kind of stuff. But this is a really, really serious matter. And remember when it first started, when Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, subpoenaed the Justice Department on August 24th, a lot of people said, well, that's just Devin Nunes. He's semi-recused from this investigation anyway, and it just doesn't really matter. But Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, not too long ago, came out and said the FBI was stonewalling the House, it needed to stop, and it needed to turn over the information immediately, and it has not, even after that, turned over all that information, and certainly the Attorney General has something to say about
it. Well, there's a fundamental question here about the way our government operates. If the civilians who we elect to control it can't even get answers out of law enforcement, things are out of order, aren't they?
They are, because the FBI answers to basically four committees in Congress, the two judiciary committees and the two intelligence committees. And they should be able, those committees should be able to find out what the FBI is doing. And I'm not talking about one rogue member. I'm talking about a committee backed by the leadership of the body, in this case, the House of Representatives. So you're right. When you have the FBI stonewalling one House of Congress, I mean, something is wrong here.
Byron, I want to ask you about an investigation into Uranium One and the Clintons, with Jeff Sessions saying, you know what, we're not going to rule out a special counsel to investigate this. Are we ever going to see any kind of justice when it comes to the Clintons?
Well, I think this. I think people made a little too much of this letter that Sessions wrote. And by the way, this all connects to what we were just talking about the House Judiciary Committee oversight hearing. Some members of that Judiciary Committee, like Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, have been pushing hard for a second special counsel on this. And so with Sessions preparing to go before the committee, Jordan is one of the members, this morning, he writes a letter saying, well, I've directed the Justice Department lawyers to look into this. I mean, it's not a commitment to do anything. My sense is, as far as Uranium One is concerned, or the handling of the Hillary Clinton matter, I would be extremely surprised to find a special counsel on this thing. These things are receding into the past. And there is, by the way, an FBI Inspector General investigation going on as we speak into James Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton affair, because a number of people, not just Republicans, not just Democrats, were disturbed by the way that he made his prosecutorial decision. The decision not to prosecute seemed to have decided long beforehand, before even interviewing her and other key witnesses. And by the way he announced it, which is, he didn't just say, we've decided not to prosecute. He then basically made the case against her. So it was pretty darn unorthodox. And there is an FBI internal investigation going on.
It seems like everybody's investigating everyone. Byron York,
yes,
chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner, thank you so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you, folks.
It is 7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, almost back out of Gainesville this morning due to two minor incidents in the Centerville area. They've been cleared for a long time, but that was our distraction. So plan for the extra time. I know it's frustrating, but again, right as you come out of Gainesville for those volume delays into Centerville. Beyond, a little bit of stop and go through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, now that you can get through there. Also expect delays in the Groveton area on 29 heading through the Battlefield as the bailout route. On the Beltway, Virginia, leaving Springfield, heading toward the Wilson Bridge. Outer loop right near Eisenhower Avenue. Quickly incident to the shoulder, but we're checking that out, so just a brief delay there. Heading through Southeast D.C., that's where the police chase ended. A lot of activity. If you travel in the area of Weller Road, north of Southern Avenue, that's just north of the Maryland-D.C. line, Weller Road at Barnaby Street for a lot of this police activity. Do watch, can get through, but it's going to be a little extra time. 50, Maryland commuters, John Hanson Highway, as you come up to the Beltway, that crash is now to the shoulder. A little extra volume through Bowie, though. Again, pushing on the westbound stretch of 50 to merge onto either loop of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy with a high of 52. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 36. And then tomorrow's going to be like today. Generally sunny, few afternoon clouds, high of 52. Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
All right, some news in the trial of Bob Menendez. It's finally here. We have an answer for you. Nothing's happened. I'm sorry to tell you. The Menendez case is deadlocked. Yesterday, the judge saying, the jury deciding, as of 2 p.m., on behalf of all jurors, we cannot reach a unanimous decision on any of the charges. These bribery charges. Is there any additional guidance? What do we do now? They say to the judge. So what'd the judge do? He sent him home. He said this, go home and have a good meal and have a good sleep. This is U.S. District Judge William Walls, and they want to try again today, see if they can come up with an answer. So right now they're deadlocked. Remember that there was another juror, Evelyn Arroyo Maltzby, who had left the trial because she had to go on vacation, obviously. And she told reporters that jurors had not been able to agree on a verdict on any of the bribery counts against Bob Menendez or Solomon Melgen, the co-defendant here, the person who, the doctor, the ophthalmologist from Florida, who, with Bob Menendez, would regularly travel the Dominican Republic. They'd get on fancy planes. They'd fly with all these beautiful girls. They'd all started with prostitution allegations. Oh, wait a second. Yeah, prostitution allegations, remember? In the case of a sitting Democratic senator, that he had underage prostitutes.
Underage.
In the Dominican Republic. Which, by the way, those allegations corroborated by the FBI. The government, in its filings, has said the prostitution allegations were corroborated. The evidence, despite what the defense said here, that they were easily disprovable, they were far from easily disprovable. But the government decided that the cleaner case that they had that they could pursue was to go after bribery. This notion that Solomon Melgen was using his wealth, his riches, to get Bob Menendez to throw him a bunch of assists on whether it was defrauding Medicare, or to help him with port contracts for the Dominican Republic, all sorts of things. The trial's gone on, and the case the defense has made the entire time was, we're just friends. Solomon Melgen, he lives in Florida. Bob Menendez, I live in New Jersey. He's not even my constituent. How could this be corrupt? We're just friends. He's rich. I'm a senator. I've helped him out. What do friends do? We're buddies. We help each other out. I have access to the government. I have access to taxpayer money. I just give it to him because I'm his buddy. And he gives me his money. And he takes me overseas. And he gives me prostitutes. Oh, he didn't say that. But the idea is that their friendship is going to inoculate them from any sort of corruption charges. And the test here is whether or not he's going to establish a precedent that government officials can get away with anything just by being friends with the rich guy.
Yeah, and it's going to work. You know that. You know it's going to work. Didn't one of the jurors ask the judge after 5 weeks of testimony, Judge, what's a senator?
What is a senator?
What is a senator? Can you imagine being in that jury room, locked in a jury room with those people? So I would be jumping out a window. Like, if somebody asked that question, I'd be like, no, seriously, I need out of here because I'm going to kill somebody. And 7 jurors admitted seeing news coverage of that dismissed juror who came out and said that that they're going to vote for acquittal. I would have voted to acquit him. Yeah, I don't think there's a case. And she said 3 other people on the jury agree with me. 7 jurors admitted to seeing that.
Well, at least half the jury has their thinking caps on. Here's Bob Menendez leaving the courthouse yesterday after finding out that it was deadlocked.
First of all, as I said, 2.5 years ago when I first faced these charges, I was innocent. And clearly there are jurors who believe in my innocence. I want to thank them.
And some who don't.
For that. I want to thank all the jurors for their service, but I believe no juror should be coerced. It seems to me that we have been, all of these jurors save one, has been deliberating since Monday, and I would hope that at the end of the day, after they finish tomorrow, that those who continue to believe in my innocence will stand strong, and that at the end of the day, no juror will be coerced into a decision. Thank you very much.
Put that guy on the cover of GQ. Citizen of the Year, Bob Menendez. 722 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Have you seen a Cadillac lately? Check your rearview mirror occasionally. Look for the beautiful lights approaching behind you and then blowing past you. Recently, I met with Pat Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda, and they asked me, would you like to drive the ATS for a couple days? And I don't think I got a chance to answer the question, actually. I just grabbed the keys and ran out the door. You should see it fly on the road. I spent way too much time in sport mode, and I felt really great doing that. The folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are eager to earn your business, and it's not a hard sell at all. Trust me, these cars are gorgeous, luxurious, powerful. A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac, that's the way to go. Check it out. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman, good old Vince sent you. 722 now.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Have you been putting off fixing that fence or updating your yard fixtures? Well, way to procrastinate. Now you can save even more because Long Fence is offering the lowest prices of the year. Yep, cooler temps mean even hotter deals on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate. Now, the lowest prices of the year are waiting for you at Long Fence.
Everything we do makes a difference.
7:25 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through D.C. All right, New York Avenue. We can do this. That broken down car, DDOT crews tell me they quickly got that cleared. Inbound New York Avenue, Bladensburg Road. Like it. Now through Chevrolet and Riverdale, we do have the morning rush hour volume on 50 B-dub all onto D.C. 295 South. No longer focusing on New York Avenue. Maryland 50, John Hanson Highway. As you come up to the Beltway, that crash has been to the shoulder for a while. So the closer you get to the Beltway, the better the pace, 50 commuters. 95 South near the ICC, that's where the volume begins to get onto the Beltway outer loop. It's just been the volume on 270. A couple of our tough spots this morning continues to be 66 out of Gainesville to Centerville. Had two minor incidents that were out of the travel lanes pretty quickly, but really did some damage to the heavy delay there. And on Metro Rail, trying to recover, they had been single tracking the Blue Line trains for the first 2 hours of the morning rush hour. No longer single tracking, but Blue, Orange, and Silver lines expect delay. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking day today. A few clouds around. Otherwise, lots of sunshine and about 52. Most of those clouds early. Clear tonight, 36. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
Be our guest, we our guest, be our guest.
There's a new hotel opening in Washington, D.C., Eaton Workshop. It is opening in late spring of 2018 in D.C. It is going to be just north of the National Mall, 209 rooms. They're opening another location in Hong Kong in 2018 and then San Francisco and Seattle in 2019. You want to know why?
Why
there's such an uproar about this? Well, this is so many people are so happy to see this. It is the first anti-Trump hotel for liberals.
They have a woke-up call.
Yes. It's the world's first politically motivated hotel. It's built around social activism and community engagement. If you are not one of these people, if you are not woke, this is probably one of the most annoying places to ever stay. The premise is built around liberal activism and civic engagement. The brand will weave a liberal philosophy into every aspect of the guest experience, with some more obvious than others.
Uh-huh.
Even the people being hired, they have to be perfect fit. They have to be qualified, obviously, for the job, but also they have to have a track record of social activism.
I saw Mornings on the Mall friend of the show, Brian Doherty, tweeting this morning about this. He said, it probably reeks of patchouli, and the room rental includes a complimentary avocado toast when you check in.
That's perfect. Yeah, and they also say there is no facials or massages. They have inner health-focused treatments such as Reiki and sound baths. We should go there just to mock people.
Let's do it this afternoon.
It's not open yet. When it opens, we should go hang out in the lobby and just mock people. 7:28 on WMAL.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, Uber drivers turned first responders, the life-risking trend of riders calling Uber instead of 911 to save money. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow morning at 6.
This is Alex Trebek inviting you to watch Jeopardy's $250,000 Tournament of Champions, showcasing our very smartest past winners. So the following categories will not appear. British ships sunk by icebergs, famous cartoon rabbits, sports played with frozen pucks, and finally, famous Leaning Towers of Italy. It's the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions, the brightest contestants and toughest categories. Next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC7. Imagine buying a car and 2 days later hearing water rush through your car when you brake.
This had to be somewhere underwater.
Seven on Your Side investigates flooded cars being sold and how you can avoid buying one. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Coming up, we're going to talk about an epic op-ed in the New York Times that is just so beyond the pale. Well, we have to share it with you. It's amazing. And also, there is a case before SCOTUS that has to do with signs that may be forced onto, onto pro-life clinics. I guess that's what they're called, pro-life clinics. And they may be forced to put a sign in the window. We'll tell you about that, too. It's just craziness coming up. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A controversy in Stafford County could help determine which party controls the Virginia House of Delegates next year. Stafford's electoral board has put off until later this morning a decision on certifying some absentee and provisional ballots. The ultimate balance of power in the House depends on the outcome of three races that are still up in the air. The NAACP, meanwhile, is suing to stop election officials from declaring a winner in a Northern Virginia House race. The organization filed suit in Stafford County, claiming that elections officials have, quote, gave, quote, conflicting and misleading instructions to voters casting provisional ballots. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is looking into whether a special counsel should investigate the Clinton Foundation and the sale of a uranium company. Sessions may be asked about that when he appears in front of a House panel today.
We have to act as adults in the
Donald Trump is sharing Twitter messages that he exchanged last year with WikiLeaks, Donald Trump Jr.
Donald Trump Jr. now himself is releasing what he says were the exchanges between him and WikiLeaks before the election. So even these few messages now that we know about, tell us something, first of all, about WikiLeaks, what they wanted to do for the Trump campaign and what they wanted from it.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a chorus of establishment Republicans now urging Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore to quit the race.
People like John Thune, the number three ranked Republican, saying that it's time for him to go. Gone are the if he's guilty, if the allegations are true caveats. Now it's just definitive. The real question right now is, what power do these Republicans who are being very clear right now that he needs to get out of the race actually have? And the answer is, not a lot.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,440. The Nasdaq at 67,58. Sports sponsored by Staples. Monday Night Football, Carolina whips Miami. NBA, the Wizards easily handle Sacramento. NHL, the Caps are in Nashville tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Hi, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. We always knew that you guys were the best, but would you believe over 550 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's actually not surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call them today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number. Yeah, you know the one. It's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of it for you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Here's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air.
Football season is the best season of the year. If you had to put a number on the jersey to my team, it'd all be the same. Lucky number 7.
Okay, why lucky number 7, Dave?
Because my stand-up guys at Snell, they're available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week.
Even on game day?
Especially on game day. Whether you prefer the pro game or college, don't let repairs to your home comfort system keep you away from the action on Saturdays or Sundays. No delay of game here.
So, a stand-up guy from Snell is available to tackle my furnace problems 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
7 days a week. It's all part of our winning strategy here at Snell Heating and Air.
Sounds like a home team I can really cheer for. Say, how many football references are we going to fit into one commercial?
If we score 7, we get to go to Disney World.
Really?
Nah, not really. Just kidding.
The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air are available 777. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Ready for the bonus round?
Yes, Bob.
You're asked to bring a sausage dish to a holiday party. What kind of sausage do you use?
Whatever's on sale?
Oh, incorrect.
Oh,
tell them what the right answer is.
It's simple. The answer is Premio Sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own special touch for the perfect meal. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're trying to get into town on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. And you know we get a lot of volume there. Now with the accident, extra delays to watch for if you're coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and especially off of 295 northbound. All to go across the bridge and onto the freeway to the crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, getting to the American Legion Bridge, our other obstacle right now is the stalled car. Crews are aware on the inner loop. So out of Virginia, boy, I'm just looking at a standstill here as you head north of the toll road, again, to the Legion Bridge, trying to get focus on the camera here. Looks like it's right in the center of the roadway, so everyone kind of needs to go left and right around this complicated. The outer loop over the Legion Bridge, you're okay. Top side of the Beltway from 95 to George Avenue, typical delays. We're in the volume to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Still with the police activity in Southeast D.C., Weller Road, north of Southern Avenue at Barnaby Street. That's where we had the police chase end there. And you again, you get by with under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking day today. A few clouds around. Otherwise, lots of sunshine and about 52. Most of those clouds early. Clear tonight, 36. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Springfield, 35 in Bethesda, 43 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, about half an hour at 8:05, we'll speak with Britt McHenry. She's a contributor at The Federalist, and we'll discuss her take on Roger Goodell and also Colin Kaepernick. And at 8:15, Jack Evans, he's with the D.C. Council, and we're going to discuss fare evaders on the Metro with him. I'm Mary Walter, along with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. I want to talk to you about a New York Times op-ed that's been making the rounds this week. A professor arguing in the New York Times that he's wondering if his children can even be friends with white people. His name is Ikao Yanka, and he in the headline of the piece is, "Can my children be friends with white people?" It explores the idea that, and this is quoting him now, quote, "History has provided little reason for people of color to trust white people in this way of genuine friendship. And these recent months have put in the starkest relief the contempt with which the country measures the value of racial minorities." He says that he will teach his boys to have profound doubts that friendship with white people is possible. "When they ask, I will teach my sons that their beautiful hue is a fault line. Spare me platitudes of how we are all the same on the inside. I first have to keep my boys safe. And so I'll teach them before the world shows them this particular brand of rending, violent, often fatal betrayal." He also argues that Martin Luther King's dream of black and white children holding hands was merely that, a dream. So, this is an article in the New York Times. The professor made his way to the Tucker Carlson program last night, Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel. Here's part of their exchange.
And here's what's true, or at least here's what I wrote. Not that white people aren't unavailable for friendship, but in this world, it is up to our white friends and allies to be sure to stand up for those who are under attack. If I want to prove that I'm the kind person who can be your friend, that means that when something is actually threatening you, I actually have to be there for you.
Okay, but again, you're making generalizations across racial groups. So you say, for example, I will have to discuss with my boys whether they can truly be friends with white people. History has provided little reason for people of color to trust white people. I have profound doubts that friendship with white people is possible. Again,
If I were to write,
mm-hmm. you know, I was mugged and I told my children that they should never trust anyone who looks like the people who mugged me.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, I would never do that. I think that would be immoral. But it would be the definition of racism because I would be equating the people who mugged me with everyone else who looks like them.
I think if that's the only part of the article you read, it might sound like that. But of course, the article has a much richer argument.
Much richer.
Yes.
A much richer argument. I mean, this is the key here is, I mean, he goes on and on about the election of Donald Trump as evidence of this. You know, Charlottesville, he cites. The trick here is you need to vote for Democrats and be woke as heck in order to be seen as an ally, in order to be seen as a white person who's not evil. That's the only condition in which you are acceptable.
Well, only if you agree with their feelings, with his feelings. He talks about his bi-ethnic wife, my most trusted friend, understands she is seen as a white woman, even though her brother and father are not. Among my dearest friends, the wedding party and children's godparents variety, many are white, but these are the friends who have marched in protest, rushed to airports to protest the president's travel ban, people who have shared the risk required by strength in decency. So if you don't, first of all, not have a job, because apparently you have to be on call to just protest wherever the need arises, but if you don't hold the same political beliefs as he does, then you're racist. That's what they're saying in this.
And he says the good Trump voters, people who voted for him just because they like what he says on jobs and taxes, but maybe not the, quote, unfortunate things he's talked about. He says, I do not write this with liberal condescension or glee. My heart is unbearably heavy when I assure you, we cannot be friends. More from Tucker and the professor here.
And the argument I make is, look, in a country where it turns out that when the most vulnerable people of color are under threat, those who they count on are nowhere to be seen, or at least for some group of people, and I speak explicitly about the political moment we're in today, right? So if we have a president who marshals forces of hatred and anger and divisiveness and frankly just danger, quite aside from who he is, I'm not particularly interested in who he is, if the people who call themselves your friends are not going to push back against that, then maybe you can tell me why it is I should trust those people?
Well, so I guess what you're saying is that people who don't agree with your politics can't be your friends, which I think is an unfortunate conclusion to reach, but it's different from the one you articulate here. You're making, again, for the third time, generalizations based on race, and the truth about the last election is, this is not a defense of Donald Trump, merely an acknowledgement of the fact that he received more African-American votes than any Republican since 2004. I think he had 8% of African-American men. So that's not a huge number, but that's tens of thousands of people. Are they in the same category, too? Can you not trust them? I mean, I don't really understand. If you're saying you can't trust Trump voters, fine.
Sure.
But white people? I mean, that's a grotesque generalization.
And definitely. And the idea that, and what about people who voted for Barack Obama and then decided to vote for Donald Trump? People who went across party lines, the Obama voters to Trump voters, a real phenomenon. Why do they exist? Oh, because they don't view things on racial lines. They view things actually on economic prosperity lines. Who's going to be better for the country? Who's going to be better for the economy? And they attempted to make that decision. I mean, the polling shows this, and the Democratic Party knows it, by the way. They know that the reason that Obama to Trump crossover voters is they think that the Democrats are the party of the rich and that Trump would actually do something for the working man.
Imagine that. Seven people thinking for themselves. Oh, my gosh. It's shocking. 743 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
You know, there's a reason year after year local homebuyers and sellers choose one man. His name is Frank Prindle. And in fact, there are endless reasons for you to trust Frank. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to real results for his happy clients. Consider the story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. And true to form, Frank delivered them an offer in 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over asking price. There's no risk to work with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it himself, guaranteed. Doesn't usually have to take up that guarantee, by the way. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say this. I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
Okay, you've heard about the tax bill they're trying to push through Congress, right?
Well, listen up, because your taxes could be going up.
You know that deduction for state and local taxes on your federal return?
They want to kill it, hitting Virginians with a new double tax.
Think that's bad? It gets worse. While the bill eliminates your state and local tax deduction, they're letting big corporations keep theirs.
You pay more, they pay less.
And how about this? New cuts to the home mortgage deduction.
That could cost homeowners thousands while driving down your property value.
But you don't have to take it. Call Congresswoman Comstock and Congressman Whitman now at 202-225-3121.
Or just Google U.S. Capitol for the phone number.
Tell them to vote no on the tax bill. Vote no on a scam that double taxes the middle class and explodes the deficit.
Call now, 202-225-3121. Americans Against Double Taxation paid for this message.
It's 7:45 in the WNAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
All right. Good morning, Mary. It's been tough to recover on 66. It was two minor incidents. They were quickly out of the road, but we're still slow out of Gainesville most of the way through Centerville and then beyond through Fairlakes, Fair Oaks. So get ready for the long haul. Two long stretches of delays on the Virginia Beltway as you come off at 95 to get to the outer loop near Van Doren, the incident to the shoulder. And then, unfortunately, we still have a lane blocked if you're heading out of Tysons. The inner loop delays before 66 to the Legion Bridge for the stalled car. Northbound GW Parkway also just crawling to try to merge into that Beltway delay as well. And on 50, John Hanson Highway, much better crash at the Beltway. That's been cleared through Chevrolet Riverdale 50 BW Parkway with the volume delays. 270, as you push northbound, north of Urbana, had a report of a crash near Buckystown Pike. So watch for that. Southbound, the volume delays, and that continues through Germantown toward Rockville. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible looking forecast. Nice dry pavement out there. Temperature staying a few degrees down below average. Average high is 59. Some clouds early and on the chilly side this afternoon. Partial clouds and sunshine, 52. Tonight, 36 and clear. Tomorrow, we'll go up to 53 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 43 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
All right, the Supreme Court announcing yesterday that it is going to hear a case with really important implications in the abortion fight. It's going to hear a challenge to this California law, which requires, get this, pro-life pregnancy counseling centers are required to tell women about abortion options by the state of California. Okay, so what's the whole point of a pro-life crisis pregnancy center? It's to bring women in and to get them to a place where they keep their babies, not abort them. So instead, now the state of California, by law, forces these centers to tell women who come in, here are your available abortion options. In fact, they have to post signage to that effect. They have to post a message directing the patrons that come in to a government office for taxpayer-subsidized abortions. Okay?
Wait, I thought taxpayers couldn't subsidize abortions.
At the federal level. But here,
okay,
in the state of California,
state, okay,
this is what they're doing. So a woman's friend pregnancy resource clinic and alternative women's center is pro-life. Okay, that's the name of the center, long name, and requires them to tell women, they're required now to tell women about abortion when they come in with their pregnancies, and they say that this violates the First Amendment. Quote, a woman's friend's position is that compelled speech is even more onerous than censorship, the clinic said in their request for the court to hear it. Quote, by forcing one to communicate a message contrary to conviction, compulsory speech constitutes an assault on freedom of conscience. So the judges have accepted the case now without comment. Now, by the way, how did it get there? Oh, the good old nutty ninth. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the California law, saying it's totally fine. Pro-life clinics? Yeah. Encourage women to get abortions.
Wow.
So when now the Supreme Court...
When are we breaking up the nutty ninth?
I don't know if it's on the way anytime soon. there have been other states that have attempted this. Other federal appeals courts have invalidated those measures where this has happened before. So now there's a kind of legal dissonance between the Ninth Circuit and other courts that needs to be resolved by the Supreme Court. So they're going to take this case on, and they're going to come to some resolution, and we'll have a standard by which states can operate from now on whether or not they can force women who intentionally go to pro-life pregnancy centers to be taught, here are your abortion options.
Well, luckily, the Ninth is the most overturned court in the land. So this will probably be yet another ribbon for them, another notch in their turned-down belt.
Here's one of the other injustices in all of this. Any clinic who fails to post the signage or tell the women about their options with abortion can be fined $500 for their first offense and $1,000 for each subsequent offense. That money goes right into the state coffers, which in turn goes to subsidize abortion. So you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. If you're a pro-life pregnancy center in the state of California. So, this is something the Supreme Court should tackle and tackle ferociously.
You know, if we got enough people with saws, we could just go out along the California state line, just start to saw it right off, and just let it go out to sea.
You and Lex Luthor, that's your plan.
That's my exactly.
Get rid of it.
Exactly, my evil cohort. It is now 7:50 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 15 great life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Jason is 40. He controls his cholesterol with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-705-3030. That's 1-800-705-3030. 1-800-705-3030. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning again.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. Futures are now mixed, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street this morning. Dow component Home Depot just reported strong quarterly results that beat forecasts. The company got a boost from customers who needed to rebuild after the hurricanes, but shares have dipped a little bit in pre-market trading. Mixed results this morning from Advance Auto Parts, but shares there are soaring up 10% in the pre-market. Market also higher this morning. Shares of Dick's Sporting Goods on some good results. GE starts trading this morning after a tough day yesterday. Shares plunged 8% on a turnaround plan that may take years to produce results. High-end department store Lord & Taylor items on Walmart.com? Yes, the partnership starts next spring as Walmart tries to create a more premium fashion section. And the fanny pack appears to be back. It's the fastest-growing men's accessory now that designers like Louis Vuitton are making them. The Wall Street Journal says The Rock wore one hosting Saturday Night Live last spring, and they've been getting hotter ever since. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's cleared. The crash on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. You come off of the 11th Street Bridge. I know you're still in those delays, but DDOT crew's giving you the all lanes open here before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. So a little bit of relief on the way. On the inbound Suitland Parkway, very slow traffic in our normal stretch to get up past Alabama Avenue. But now, second set of delays as you approach 295 and try to get on the inbound Douglas Bridge. Had an incident reported right in that stretch as well. Virginia, oh boy, second incident on the Beltway. We're in jam traffic coming out of Tyson's because of the broken down at the Legion Bridge. Now, in that stop and go, that's where it gets tough because you start to lose patience. We have a crash now in the backups as you approach I-66. So be very careful. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Tuesday, a little overcast early, otherwise partial clouds and sunshine. We'll make it to about 52. Tonight, clear 36 outside the Beltway, colder. Sun and clouds on Wednesday, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans, or, oh, I'd love to, but got another date that night, so, yeah. Nice work, It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, Uber drivers turn first responders, the life-risking trend of riders calling Uber instead of 911 to save money. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow morning at 6. Imagine buying a car and 2 days later hearing water rush through your car when you brake.
This had to be somewhere underwater.
Seven on Your Side investigates flooded cars being sold and how you can avoid buying one. Tonight on ABC7 News at 5.
Fibs, what's coming up on WMAL?
Well, DC's trying to figure out how to stop people from jumping over those turnstiles all the time, but at the same time, they don't want to penalize them that much for doing it. It's a really twisted way to approach it. Jack Evans joins us to discuss. He's a DC council member.
And coming up, Britt McHenry will be joining us. She's a contributor.